Morning. So when I was growing up and the pastor came out, I always thought, uh-oh. But the good news is I'm just the administrator, not the pastor. Next week, we're kicking off our stewardship renewal, but it's going to be a little bit different than usual. Usually during stewardship renewal, we'll talk about time and talent and treasure, or we'll talk about hospitality, prayer, formation, and service, either the gifts or the pillars of stewardship. But this year, we're going to go deeper. We're going to try to get to the roots of stewardship, which is our relationship with Jesus Christ. And we have to do that, because the blunt reality is that the stewardship model is kind of struggling right now in our diocese. And it's even struggling here at Blessed Sacrament. Now, we are not yet at a crisis point, but we are in a bit of trouble. We're having trouble setting up and tearing down parish events, keeping the church clean, even keeping the weeds out of the lawn, because we can't find stewards to commit their time and talent to doing these things. Another example, our Lord's Diner crew has dwindled to a number so small that when they open up the dining room in about a month, we aren't going to have enough people to staff it. In a parish of 3,000 people, we can't find 40 to go to the Lord's Diner once a month. So we're not at a crisis point, but we do need to be attentive to these things. And it's not just the time and talent. We're also struggling with the treasure. According to the results of that DMI survey that we took recently, most of us here think that the parish is somewhere between doing okay and doing really well. When you look at our budget, that's understandable. If you look at the bulletin last week, it showed, hey, the incomes are a lot higher than the expenses. But those numbers don't reflect the fact that we haven't started paying for high school yet, and they don't reflect that most of our bills come in at the end of the year. So soon, those numbers are going to start turning around, and the expenses will be higher than the incomes. We're projecting a deficit of about $250,000 this year. And when you add that to the $111,000 deficit that we ran last year, which was right on budget, and the fact that we had deficits between $100,000 and $200,000 in the prior 2 years as well, it's not a great place to be. Our savings account can only take so much before it runs out. And we do have some endowments, but they can't cover that. And unfortunately, that's not the only problem that we're having. Most of our spending at the parish, 75.4% of it, is on education. And it's a great thing, don't get me wrong. We pay for elementary education and high school education for anyone in our parish that wants it. Our elementary school cost $1.8 million last year, and that's 52% of our budget. And that sounds okay, but here's another number. Our teachers here, on average, make 68% of what their peers in a public school would make. And that's not so okay. When I'm looking at the list of salaries, some of them, I see them and I'm embarrassed that that's what we pay our teachers. This parish values a strong and healthy school, and I know that because you have told me that. But we can't have that until we fix those salaries. Because our teachers are extremely generous, but we can't expect them to stick around when they'd make more money, and I'm not even kidding, waiting tables. We need about $100,000 more per year to start getting that up to where it needs to be. And I know that with the others, $350,000 combined, seems like a lot, but it is entirely possible for this parish. And it might seem like I'm piling on a bit, but there is one more thing I do need to tell you about. Our parish has been blessed with the ability to support many children who have special learning needs. And in fact, we're really great at it. We really are. But at this point, 18% of the students in our elementary school are on special learning plans, and that is a lot. And we need extra help to continue supporting them. Because otherwise, we're going to have to start turning people away. We just don't have a choice because our teachers and our support staff over at the school are stretched thin. They are having a hard time this year. And to continue providing a Catholic education for these beautiful children of God, We need some more staff to assist with behavior and counseling so that we can do that. Otherwise, we won't be able to continue that beautiful ministry to those kids who have a little bit of a hard time learning. Now, I know nobody likes this talk, right? I never liked it. Nobody wants to hear these things. But it is the state of our parish, and you guys need to know what that is. The model of stewardship of treasure in our diocese is based on the biblical model of Abraham, who gave 10% to Melchizedek in thanksgiving to the Most High God after going and being able to save his family. Like Abraham, our gift to the church must be from our first fruits, and we should probably feel it a bit too. Now, that doesn't mean that we give away the money we need to feed our families, but it does mean that maybe we don't go on that big, fancy, expensive vacation every single year. You know, if you're going to Disney World, I don't know, maybe Disney World's not even the great place to go anymore. Last fiscal year, on top of all that, nearly a third of the families in our parish, 31.4%, gave a combined total of $0. They didn't contribute any financial support to us. So that's another struggle we're trying to overcome. Now, I understand that each and every one of us is in a different place, but we all need to take that look at ourselves and ask the question, am I giving the gifts to the church like I need to? Is this the best I can do? If you think that your contribution might be too small to matter, consider the parable of the mustard seed that we just heard. If we approach our Lord with that tiniest amount of faith, he works amazing miracles. And similarly, if every family registered in our parish, about 1,200 families, contributed $6 more per week, that would solve our budget issue. That's one trip to Starbucks or Panera, and honestly, like, I don't think I ever get out a Quick Trip for less than $6. But seriously, $6 a week would fix the problem. Every one of us loves this parish and how much life is here. Like I said, that's what people tell me more than anything else. They love this place. And everybody here wants us to have an excellent school, and everybody here wants to be proud of how we treat our teachers. And I want to make these things happen, but I need your help to do it. Be generous with your time and talents. Consider joining a new ministry this year, especially if it's a little bit outside of your comfort zone. And take a look at your financial contribution. Consider if you can give that $6 a week, or maybe even $10. Let's get crazy, $10 a week. But even that tiny amount, God can work wonders in our parish. He can continue breathing life into our parish and life into the community around us that comes from the beautiful community we have here at Blessed Sacrament.